Today's Leading Women, episode 547, with the wonderful Amy Marks McGee.
Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Podcast your passion. Yes, did you know you can podcast your passion, make a difference, and make money talking about what you love talking about? That's how I get to do what I'm doing, talking to wonderful women every day. Here are today's leading women. Want to learn how I did it? Go to podcastyourpassion.com. That's www.podcastyourpassion.com. Yes, women of the world, let's get started. I am delighted to introduce you our amazing guest for today, Amy Marks McGee. Amy Marks McGee is an award-winning creative marketing professional with over 20 years of success within the fragrance and flavor industry. She is the founder of Trend Insight, a consulting company that helps clients cut through, distill, and translate pertinent trend information into tangible product directions. In addition, she has been recognized by Women in Flavor and Fragrance Commerce for the 2011 Women of the Year Award for her excellence in marketing and leadership. Amy is the current president of Women in Flavor and Fragrance Commerce and an active member of Cosmetic Executive Women. She also founded Trend Insight Exchange, a trends networking group to discuss emerging trends in a myriad of industries. To learn more, visit www.trendinsight.com. That's TRENDINCITE.com. Trendinsight.com. Women of the world, Miss Amy Marks McGee. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Marie Grace. I'm very excited to be here.
I am delighted to have you on the show, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So, Amy, I really love what you're doing with your business, especially with Trend Insight. I love the name as well. You are a success in your own right. You put in the effort, you know, the sweat equity, the knowledge and experience to build a special business you call your own. As a result of that, our listeners really want to get to know you, and I want to provide that conduit, you know, that bridge between you and our listeners. So here are some cool questions that we can talk about. Feel free to comment any time about them, but these are just general questions I have in mind. So let's start with your business. You know, there might be people out there who want to start one and have no clue how to go about it. Can you tell us more about your business and the idea behind that niche?
Sure. So as you mentioned, I'm a fragrance and flavor trend and marketing consultant and the founder of Trend Insight. And I offer several custom services, but my niche service is custom designed guided sensory trend excursions to inspiring and unique stores, boutiques, and restaurants to encourage creativity and develop new product ideas. So the trend excursions are interactive, and clients get to smell, touch, and taste several different products, as well as speak with store owners and managers to gain valuable insights about their products and services. And my company's core values are to engage all five senses, capture inspiration from unexpected places, and make the entire creative process enjoyable. And the reason I started my own business was because I realized that my best ideas and creative inspiration didn't come when I was sitting at my desk from 9 to 5 or later, but it was when I was not trying to solve a problem. Instead, it happened when I was doing stuff in my own downtime and when I was least expecting it. So for example, when I was eating out or visiting a museum, traveling, or even playing with my children. And I realized that I wanted to facilitate the creative process for others.
I love what I'm hearing about your business. I love that you share us the story of how you got started, how you birthed this into what it is right now. And now you're helping other people facilitate this creative expression in themselves too. Love that you shared that one with us. But what continues to inspire you doing this business?
So what happened was, as a fragrance marketer, I was always being asked what's new and what's next. And I really enjoyed working on trend forecasting and being proactive. However, and I'm sure others find this, but I found myself and the companies that I work for being reactive to client requests. And all the fun, creative, proactive work kept being put at the bottom of my responsibilities. And we spend so much time in the office, you want to love what you're doing. And I really feel that creativity needs to be fostered. And I wanted to love what I was doing and really focus my business on the proactive trend spotting to be able to fuel the answers to those questions for what's new and what's next.
Love that you shared that one with us. I mean, I believe that there's nothing as satisfying as being able to help others with the expertise that we have. Like with you, you help spot those trends. You help facilitate that creativity in others. You have that expertise that you know is valuable to others. Great inspiration. But let's talk about how you prepared for success that turned this idea or that turned this inspiration into a reality. Can you share our listeners what are some of your personality traits or your top three personal qualities that help you become a successful entrepreneur that our listeners can learn from?
So I think this is pretty common, but willingness to take risks. I think risk-taking is such an important factor in the idea of being an entrepreneur or being successful. Because I really feel that many successful people that you hear of, they're successful because they took the risk to do whatever it is that they wanted to do. I think another really important trait is the willingness to ask. If you need something, you need to be able to ask for it. And if you don't ask, you don't know. So we often are very intimidated by asking. But if you really think of it in a big picture, the idea of what's the worst that they can happen, and the worst is that someone says no. And to be honest, we can all live with the answer with no. So you need to be able to ask. And my last personal trait that I think is really important, and it's not even if you're an entrepreneur, it's in business, it's in life, it's in general, you need to follow through. Because if you say you're going to do something, you need to do something. And that means don't make promises you can't keep. I think it's really important. I think sometimes what makes me different from other entrepreneurs, if I tell you I'm going to do something or I'm going to deliver something, I do it when I say I'm going to do it. And I think that's really important.
So that's willingness to take risks, willingness to ask, follow through. Huge, huge, huge personal qualities here that Amy just shared with us. And the good news is that we can all cultivate and adapt these traits into our lives. Now, let's talk about what happened when you started your journey as an entrepreneur. You know, as entrepreneurs, we face daily challenges that define our being. And to get through those challenges takes a very special person. And our audience wants to know that special person in you. So what have been your biggest challenges building your business? And how have you addressed or overcame those barriers to success that a lot of women entrepreneurs face today?
Well, I think they're constantly evolving. One big challenge is, and I think people find this, it's stepping away from work. Because once you're an entrepreneur, it's your baby. So you eat it and sleep it, and you're constantly thinking about it. And even when you're not working, you're intellectually working because you're thinking about it. So stepping away from work, I think, is very challenging. And it's particularly difficult if you're an entrepreneur and you work out of your home like I do. So if during the day I have work that doesn't get done, but I have commitments, I have a family. So what I do is if I can't get it all done during the day, when my family is home and it's time to do the nighttime routine, then I spend time doing the nighttime routine. And if I need to, then I go back to work. So being an entrepreneur, you have the flexibility of working when you work and playing when you play. And I think that's important, but it's always a challenge being able to step away. Another challenge, which is related, is time management. And I think that's a challenge that people face in general also. And it's the idea of trying to balance work and family and other commitments. So we all know that we can't do everything, so we just have to accept that for a fact. And in order for me to manage my time better, I like to prioritize and then focus on what needs to get done. And sometimes when I have a really difficult task at hand that requires my personal concentration, I actually set the timer, like it's the Pomodoro method. There are other methods out there. And I set a timer for 45 minutes or an hour or an extended period of time and saying, I'm only going to focus on this particular task. And what that means is I turn off my email and I don't answer the phone so that I'm not distracted. And the last thing with time management, another important factor is I need to make time for myself. And I think people individually need to make time for themselves. And it's very hard and can be very challenging. So sometimes for me, what I'll do is I sign up for a class. I used to take art and I like inspirational creativity in classes. So if you sign up for a class, you're committed for a short period of time. So once a week, you're going to attend a class and that helps you be focused and take time for you. Another example is I'm part of the Savor the Success group, which is a women's entrepreneur group, and they meet once a month. So I make it a point to go to that monthly meeting because it's for myself and to better my business and to better my personal time and make room for me.
I mean, those challenges that you shared with us, I'm sure a lot of us can relate to this because I myself struggle with this as well. But I love those tips on how you're able to overcome those challenges because it's huge, especially for us who are working from home. Stepping away from work is so difficult, but we really have to have that boundaries, that limit. We have to set the limit of when we're working, when we're off work. Time management, carving out time for yourself, huge challenges that I'm sure we share. And the good thing is that when we're sharing our challenges and the lessons that we learn from these challenges, we learn from each other. So let's learn from these challenges and how Amy was able to overcome them so that when they do happen to us, we now know what to do. All right, let's just switch gears for a little bit and talk about work-life balance. You know, being a business owner myself, maintaining a work-life balance is so crucial to overall success in life. Now, the challenge with entrepreneurs is how to click on and click off and create a work-life balance, particularly if you have a family juggling many roles. So in your life as an entrepreneur, how do you maintain this work-life balance and what are some of the ways that you accomplish this in the areas of your health, your family, your relationships, and your business?
So one thing I like to do is take vacations. And I've heard from entrepreneurs and other people I know that they haven't taken a vacation for like 3 years or 2 years. And I think that's personally crazy. I think taking vacations, both you and your business need that downtime. And from personal experience, don't take your laptop with you. I did it once. It was the worst vacation. It was not vacation. I spent time stressing and working and trying to get stuff done and not enjoying my vacation. So taking vacations is really important. Another top tip is don't try to do it all. I think as women, we try to do it all the time. We're always on. We're trying to spread ourselves thin. And we just can't. So what I do is you've got to focus on what needs to get done and do whatever it needs to get done and do it well. So don't do 10 things poorly. Do, you know, 2 things really well. And last but not least, I think it's really important to be present and mindful. So when you are doing whatever it is that you're doing, you're present doing it.
Love your perspective on this work-life balance. And yes, I agree with you. It's really a challenge, but it's really important to work, to be able to balance or be able to find time to those that are important to you. Taking vacations is huge. I know I came from, because like myself, I came from a corporate background and I was burned out and I didn't want that to happen with my second career as a business owner. So, and vacations are an important part of what I do. It's really important to not just for yourself, like what Amy just shared with us, but for your business as well. And also no work while on vacation. Don't take your laptop with you. Don't take your computer. Unplug totally, because that was really helpful for me as well. And it's a mindset shift. The second way is not doing it all yourself, but focusing on what needs to get done. Huge. And of course, being present and mindful. Practice mindfulness. Practice being present in the moment in whatever it is that you're doing. I think that's what is the core message here in terms of work-life balance. Because I know it's hard to achieve that balance, which I don't think there is such thing as a perfect work-life balance. Just being knowing your priorities and being present at the moment of what it is that you're doing at that moment. I think those are what really are important tips here. Now let's talk about success and what success means to you. Your business appears to be financially doing quite well, and with that success, flows into other areas in the entrepreneur's life. Now, we'd like to also say that success is a mindset. I can have $10 in my pocket, but my mind feels like a millionaire. I feel great about myself and I'm moving forward. The opposite way will be a multi-billionaire and be totally miserable. So am I successful? Financially, yes. Individually, probably not. So in your journey as an entrepreneur, what does success mean to you and what are some of the benchmarks that you use to measure your success?
For me, my success is really measured by my happiness. And I often ask myself a really simple question. Do I enjoy what I'm doing or would I rather be back in corporate America? And my answer for the last 9 years since I established Trend Insight is yes, I love what I'm doing and I do not want to go back to corporate America. So another benchmark that I have found helpful and that I'm using is saying no thank you when the headhunters call me and they tell me about great opportunities within my industry. And although my interest is really piqued, I realize that I'm successful doing what I'm doing and there's nothing I'd rather be doing. And then one last thing that I think is great, both for entrepreneurs and individuals, I call it a success file. And what it is a success file is where I keep thank you notes and emails or testimonials when a colleague or a client gives me positive feedback about an experience we've had together. So if you're having a really bad day or feeling doubtful and just self-worth is in question and you're wondering why you became an entrepreneur and you're doing what it is that you're doing, it is a great resource to go look back at because it really acts as a reminder and it helps you reinforce your value. So I highly recommend creating a success file.
Love your perspective on success. Success is measured by happiness. Being able to do what you love doing, being able to impact others with what you do. And yes, thank you for sharing us that success file. I'm taking notes about that. That's a brilliant, genius idea. Keeping all those thank you notes, those feedbacks, those great testimonials that we receive from our clients. Yeah, I totally agree because that really feeds your energy. It really inspires you. Especially during times when you're feeling low, reminding you that, wow, you are changing lives. You are making a difference to other people's lives. Look at what all these people that you've helped are saying. It really reminds you that, wow, you are doing such a great service to other people. Absolutely. Love that you shared that one with us. Now, I know you've given us a lot of tips already, but I'd love for us to talk about one of the highlights of our show, and that's your advice for other entrepreneurs and those aspiring to be, especially to those who want to follow your footsteps. You obviously got some lessons learned under your belt of experience, so take it back to the past. Say you're going to start all over again as an entrepreneur and you are in a class with other entrepreneurs who are hungry and thirsty for success or even for making that first buck. What types of special suggestions or advice and lessons that you learned would you give your fellow entrepreneurs, knowing where you came from and where you're headed at? And if you can boil them down to your top three tips or advice, what would those three be?
So I'm going to sound like a Nike ad, but I want you to entrepreneurs to go for it. And what I mean is we often make up excuses why we shouldn't or we couldn't do something, such as now is not the right time, or I don't have enough money, or it's just not right. Well, to be honest, and as we know, life is not always about a good time, and there's never really a great time. And people experience this when they're getting married, maybe when they're having children. So as an entrepreneur or a person thinking about leaping into entrepreneurship, I think you need to go for it. And that's partly taking risks. I think it's really important to be flexible because priorities change daily and you need to be able to multitask and you essentially need to go with the flow. Being an entrepreneur, your priorities change all the time. So you really need to be flexible. And my last tip is you have to have a presence. And as an entrepreneur, networking is so important. So you need to get out there. You need to show the world your expertise. And that could be by volunteering, it could be writing, it could be being someone's mentor. But you really got to make sure you're out there. And when you are out there, you've got to make sure you have your business card so that they can contact you. Because they say, out of sight, out of mind. And as an entrepreneur, you want to be top of mind.
Golden nuggets in those tips that you shared with us. So let me just summarize them again for our listeners. The first one is to just go for it. Whatever your idea is, get it out there, get feedback, iterate. But it's so important to just get started, get it out there. Second one is to be flexible. And that's the beauty of being an entrepreneur and what technology we have nowadays. You know, your priorities are going to change, but you have to be flexible when it's needed. Go with the flow. I love that. Have presence. Wow. Really important to understand. And yes, nowadays, because of technology, this should not be a problem, but we have to get ourselves out there, both online and offline, to get our messages out there, to be able to network, to be able to reach the clients, the customers that we wanna serve. Really important to get yourselves out there, get your messages out there in a bigger way. Great tips here that Amy just shared with us. So let's take action on them today and make sure to have those on our show notes. Now, what's one favorite business resource or a tool or app that you use in your business that's radically changing the way you do business and that which you can share our listeners with?
So I wouldn't say it's radically changing the way I do business, but I like the tool Timesheet app. It's very simple, but it allows me to track my time and actually shows me where I'm spending it and how long things really take. And another resource I like is Harrow, which is Help a Reporter Out. And I like it because it's a good business tool to share your expertise and to receive press for your company. But it's a really good resource as well as for finding other experts in different fields.
Yes, absolutely. Timesheet and Harrow or Help a Reporter Out. I'll make sure to have this on our show notes as a resource. Now, entrepreneurs are wide readers. Can you recommend a book or two that our listeners can get that will help them grow personally and professionally?
So as a marketer, I have two favorite books. One is an adult book, and actually one's a children's book. So the adult book is called What Great Brands Do, Seven Branding Building Principles That Separate the Best from the Rest. It's by Denise Lee Yan. And I like it because it gives tangible examples of successful business practices, and it's particularly good if you're in marketing. And then although it's a kid's book, I love The Donut Chef by Bob Steak. It's got great illustrations, but I really like it because it's marketing at its rawest form. It's the idea of competition down to knowing what your customers want.
I love those books. So that's What Great Brands Do, The Donut Chef. I'll make sure to have this on our show notes. I'm sure we can all learn from the lessons, especially about marketing, from these great books. Now, share our listeners one woman out there that you admire the most and why.
So there's too many women to just pick one. So I made it more of a general thought. I admire many women, whether they're C-suite executives to female chefs to entrepreneurs. And the reason I admire them is because they all have one common trait, and that's that they all share that they're risk takers, that they're willing to get themselves out there and take risks. And it's people in top management, it's chefs, women. There's a lot of great female chefs now that are getting the attention that's deserved. So it's really about women risk takers.
Absolutely. I mean, women risk takers, we salute you for not just an inspiration to Amy, but to all of us here at Today's Leading Women. Lastly, Amy, share our listeners what's one big benefit that they can get with your product or your service, where they can get it, and what's the best way that our listeners can connect with you, and then we'll end from there.
So Trend Insight offers creative custom solutions, and our signature service is these custom trend excursions to facilitate creativity. Custom sensory trend excursions are designed to engage all five senses, stimulate creativity, inspire new product ideas. And for those that can't leave the office for the day or they prefer to do it yourself, but they want to be in the know, Trend Insight offers curated lists of unique purveyors in New York City. And other services that we offer include custom presentations and reports, and then custom primary and secondary market research. So to connect, our website is www.trendinsight.com. So it's TRENDINCITE. And my Twitter handle is the same. It's Trend Insight. And to read about consumer products and trends and services, I write a free bi-monthly newsletter called Tidbits. And when inspired, I'll do a blog entry. And all of these can be found on my website. So thank you.
All right, so that's www.trendinsight, that's INCITE.com. I'll make sure to have this on our show notes. I highly encourage you, our listeners, to go there now. I'm sure we can all learn from what Amy and her company are putting out there. And if her products and services resonate with you, I highly encourage you to hop in, check out excursions that she's putting out there. I'm sure they are very, very inspiring, enlightening, and educational as well, especially for us creative people out there. Again, that link is www.trendinsight.com. That's INCITE, trendinsight.com. Amy, thank you so much for being so generous in sharing your time, your inspiring story, your expertise, for being a role model to many, and for bringing such a positive energy with our listeners today. Women of the world, including me, appreciate you and wish you more success in business and in your life.
Thank you, Marie Grace. I really enjoyed our interview.
Podcast your passion. Yes, did you know you can podcast your passion, make a difference, and make money talking about what you love talking about? That's how I get to do what I'm doing, talking to wonderful women every day. Here are today's leading women. Want to learn how I did it? Go to podcastyourpassion.com. That's www.podcastyourpassion.com.
Feeling inspired and empowered to make it happen? Then take the next step and go get your free guide to the top 10 resources that today's leading women use to stay at the top of their game, plus Marie's favorite today. Visit todaysleadingwomen.com/guide for your free download, and we'll see you on the next episode of Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.